If there's one thing you should know about me, it's this. I'm a tease, and proud of it. I imagine you're listening to this from a total stranger and asking yourself, now why in the world would she say that? Where does she get off? Well, there's my bedroom, sometimes my shower. Outside occasionally, but that's a story for another time. But yes, I'm a tease. And lately, I'm beginning to believe that it's a lost art. And it is an art when you think about it. It's like music, cooking, writing. A skill that one refines to perfection, and everyone has their own style. To me, it's offering a taste of the desirable. Not everything, just enough to tantalize and intrigue. It's a preview. A promise. The promise of a future craving. The continuation of a present addiction. Sexy text, naughty pics, voice notes, or in person. It's secret glances, whispers, and touches. Sometimes, regardless of who's around or who's watching. Sadly, with the world moving so much faster, there's a severe lack of appreciation for delayed gratification. And it's a shame, because that's where a lot of the fun is. Meeting each other, finding your vibe, discovering what buttons to press. The anticipation, the intrigue, the excitement, and those little teases, they're the sparks that turn into a flame. Now me, I love a good tease. Appeal to my imagination, and you have my attention. Seduce my mind, and maybe, just maybe, the body will follow. I'm all for someone who knows how to tease and does it well. But here's the thing. I like to play the game too. For instance, I can tell you what I'm wearing. Now that is a classic tease, isn't it? Never really gets old. It allows you to use your imagination. For me, I mean, it's very casual. Tonight, it's a black t-shirt, comfortably large. My favorite video game is on it. No bra, black panties. Also these cute socks with the rainbow stripes wrapping around my plush thighs. While I'm at it, I can also tell you about this new toy I picked up the other day. A pretty lavender dual vibe. It's cute, quiet. It took less than a minute to leave me shaking the first time I used it. In fact, full disclosure, it's been buzzing away inside me since I started recording this. Not gently either, but not so intense that I can't form words. A happy medium, you might say. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I probably shouldn't be doing this. The thought of you hearing me keep control while this thing is going wild on my clit and my G-spot at the same time, that image shouldn't excite me like it does. Yet, here I am, talking to you while my pretty little vibrator puts an even bigger smile on my face. Meanwhile, I'm imagining how much better this would be with someone's head between my legs instead. Maybe yours. That's kind of a fantasy of mine. Might be a lot of people's fantasies, isn't it? Sitting at a desk with someone kneeling underneath, I'm trying to work or write. And they're just there, devouring me like their favorite dessert. I wonder if you could make me stutter or trip on my words. Or even better, if you could make me speechless. Guess that depends on how good you are with your tongue. But I digress. You know, while I'm thinking about it, while I'm getting a little closer, there is something else you should probably know about me. And that's, I'm a huge fan of edging. Oh. Oh, I'll stop that for a moment. I mean, seriously, did you think I would start in on a subject like this and end on a note of satisfaction? Goodness. This was just an appetizer, a preview, a promise. My name is Ruby Lee, and if there's one thing you should never forget about me, it's this. I'm an absolute fucking tease.